Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
What'd you think about the Trump speech last night?
Nah. It's not one of his better performances. It wasn't him. It just didn't sound like him. He was saying all the policies, but I was not inspired, although I agree with what he's talking about. It's just, you know, as far as the performance level of it, didn't do much for me.
I thought it was awesome. In fact, I thought he struck exactly the right tone. I mean, when you say Trump style, yes, it was a little out of Trump style in that it was completely presidential.
Now, that's true. It's very true.
Yes, it was calm. It wasn't wild-eyed. It wasn't manufacturing a crisis. And keep in mind, that's the backdrop in which he is making the speech. Oh, it's a manufactured crisis. It's lies and hysteria. Yeah. Nothing going on here. So he had to appear to be calm. He had to be the adult in the room. He had to be in charge. And that's what he was last night. I thought he was extremely presidential. I loved it. The end of it gave me chills. But And I'll play that part that gave me chills. But I want to there's a moving ball here. This is literally what we're watching. It's so insane. And, you know, if you work to pay the bills, as half of us do, for the illegal immigrants and everybody else, you miss what is actually going on here. This is incredible what the Democrats are pulling off right now. And here's what they're doing. They're literally on the one hand saying, this is a manufactured crisis. Right. It's fake. There's nothing going on. It's no big deal.
Most presidents have used Oval Office addresses for noble purposes. This president just used the backdrop of the Oval Office to manufacture a crisis, stoke fear, and divert attention from the turmoil in his administration.
Uh-huh. See, that's the background he had to compete. He had to look rational, not like he's trying to stoke a crisis. And I think he pulled that off. Okay, so it's no crisis. It's just manufactured. It's no big deal. On the one hand, okay, watch what the other hand is doing. As the Democrats are saying, there's no illegals on the border. Did you see an illegal on the border? I didn't see an illegal on the border. There's no illegals on the border. On the one hand, they're saying that. He's lying. On the other hand, this is incredible. That in the last 72 hours, the governors of New York and California just offered the same illegals they claim are not on the border. They're not coming. Just offered illegals sanctuary and free health care in speeches if they can get here. All this while the national Democrat leaders pretend there's no crisis on the border on the one hand, while they're deliberately creating it and incentivizing it on the other. Come here, get sanctuary. Gavin Newsom, governor of California, specifically offered them two things, sanctuary by name and free health care. So then the national Democrat leaders pretend the crisis they're incentivizing and deliberately creating on the border isn't happening. Listen, de Blasio's first round in that speech from yesterday offers 100,000 illegal immigrants free health care. That is a massive number. Whoa, there's 100,000 that could get free health care just in New York. And you want us to believe there's no crisis? I mean, they want to have it both ways. They want to incentivize what's going on, the massive flow of the herd over the border to get the free stuff, while on the other hand, pretending they're not there. Here's de Blasio, incredibly, yesterday.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio promising to guarantee health care for everyone in the Big Apple, including those here illegally. Now, his plan aims to serve 600,000 people, devoting $100 million to illegals and others who cannot qualify for health insurance. And any information provided by illegal immigrants will not be shared with the federal government.
Look, obviously there are people undocumented who cannot access any form of traditional health insurance. We think there's a big audience there that we can pull into this type of approach, particularly when they hear from the beginning you get given a primary care doctor.
I mean, what? There's no crisis. No. Hey, but come here and get some free health care.
Tell you what.
Oh, no. Nobody's on the border except 100,000. I'm giving
you
free
New York
healthcare.
City taxpayers, good luck. Good luck.
Texter writes, I loved his speech. Totally agree with you, Tara. Pelosi and Schumer looked like the Joker and Penguin.
Oh, they did.
From
yes.
Batman.
That
I thought
was horrible.
They did not do themselves any favors. I thought they would have been better off to just keep their mouths shut.
The optics in that were ridiculous.
Oh, bad.
They really should have done something from like an office and you know, maybe one of them seated, one of them standing. I don't know. There should have been something to it. It looked so wooden and pre-programmed, and they were like robots, you know. And plus, they were spouting the same typical Democrats talking points that, you know, they've been trying to fool people with for years. So,
and after just the staggering Trump stats on the massacres, the seriousness of it, for not a single Democrat who responded to refer to the murder of Corporal, Singh, to the murders that we have had, that we have seen every day, just never gave voice to it.
Tara, take a look at the Fox Monitor right quick.
Rosenstein leaving the DOJ in weeks, yeah.
Sorry to interrupt, but that just...
I've seen... I was looking at that this morning.
Oh, okay. I didn't...
His damage has been completely done, Rod Rosenstein. She's exactly. done with the damage, so we can't... You know, it's no more damage.
Right.
I bet that must be the deal that he and Trump cut. That
most
has to
likely,
be in response. Would you remember when Trump was going to release the stuff that would have shown Rosenstein for the criminal that he was? And then Rosenstein went to the White House, and then he suddenly didn't. Rosenstein, by the way, for those of you new to the show and to politics, some of you are, he is the number two, who really is number two, in charge at the Department of Injustice, who has been persecuting Trump and everyone around him for fake crime and some real crime they've found as a result of the fake crime that they were pursuing. And so he's finally leaving. I bet you this is the deal that Trump and Rosenstein cut. I'd be my guess.
After he made the comment about, you know, he could possibly wear a wire. And then, I was just joking.
Well, joking, these fake prosecutions we're doing aren't working. Maybe I'll wear a wire.
Yeah.
Try to trip him up. Try to check him. Rosenstein. The defining moment for Rosenstein was writing a letter. In writing, okay?
Yeah.
No need to write for a wire. It's in writing to President Trump. Hey, I think you ought to fire this Comey schmo.
And then when you do that...
Oh! Obstruction of justice! He just fired Comey. Investigation! I'm appointing Mueller to investigate. Why isn't Mueller investigating Rosenstein if firing Comey is obstruction of justice? Then the investigation by the special counsel, should it not, should be Rosenstein and Trump should be under investigation. Of course, the American media doesn't explain these things to people. And so they don't know what's actually going on in this country. They prefer you to be dumb.
Well, it's just like Trump's speech last night. For those of you who are constant watchers of CNN, MSNBC and the mainstream media, you're going to think Trump was lying about all those factual and the statistics that he was talking about the drugs, about the crimes that are committed by illegals who are in this country illegally, obviously, and then conduct. And once again, it's not everybody. We understand all that. No one's saying that it is. But the Democrats act like that absolutely none of this is happening. You know, that's like going out in a rainstorm and saying, you don't need an umbrella. Why should I have an umbrella? It's not raining.
And you go out there and you're getting pelted in the face with rain.
Right.
And overhanging the whole thing is a big Democrat rainmaker machine.
Yeah.
Making the rain. They're literally, they can't get them to come fast enough, so they're incentivizing it now. And I said governor of New York, obviously Cuomo is the governor of New York, de Blasio is the mayor of New York. But still, I mean, you know, New York City, they're saying, oh, come here, we'll give you sanctuary, we're going to give you free health care. Even Americans can't get that. All paid for by the American taxpayer. Oh, crisis on the border. No, we didn't see that. Trump, you better stop killing those kids. Wait, there's kids on the border? Why is there kids on? No, there's nobody on the border. But didn't you just get mad last week because some kids died on the border whose parents decided to bring them here, at least one of whom was already sick when they left? Oh, those kids, yes, we're outraged. So there are kids on the border. No, there aren't. I mean, that's what the Democrats are doing. Listen, these stats come directly from ICE, okay? Yeah. And they are staggering. This is just for 2017-2018. These are their detentions of specific illegal immigrants. Listen to this. 100,000 2017-2018 year. It's not 2 years. It's 12 months. But they do it by the quarter system. 100,000 illegal immigrants detained, arrested, picked up by ICE for assault and battery. 100,000. Okay, they're not here. Remember, according to the Democrats, it's just they're not here. 30,000 for sex crimes. These are illegal immigrants, and 4,000 for homicide. Wow, you know what 4,000 bodies would look like stacked up in our parking lot right now?
They'd
go to the roof of this building. But there's no crisis. It's just as the president is pretending there's a crisis. All right, well, those are ICE numbers. Y'all going to refute that? No, they can't. I can't refute it. So this is why I hired Trump. This is why I backed him from the beginning. He's the only one in my lifetime really willing to fight the fight. So I forgive him a lot because he's the only one with blood on his face. Blood spatter. Like on Vikings.
Yeah.
Have you watched Vikings? I have never seen so much blood in all my life. It's a great show, though. I can't keep watching. I can't stop watching. Would you like to make six figures? 100,000 plus. For those of you on Common Core math, that's six figures. Anyway, yeah, we've got kids in the car, so I want to help them keep up with what we're talking about. As they're on the Common Core math, they don't know. Six figures. Wow. Maybe you make six figures. What's your life like? No, seriously. What is your life? No, I don't mean financial. I mean, it's probably, you know, I probably have no problem paying your bills. It's probably pretty comfortable. But I mean, no, what is your actual life like outside paying your bills? You feel stressed out? You feel torn between your business or your job and your family? Got it. Do you have a good work-life balance? Or do you struggle? See, here's the thing about this. And boy, this is telling. And U.S. News and World Report really screwed up writing this. They didn't realize they just torpedoed a liberal meme. They just put out their list, annual list of best paying jobs in America, and accidentally admitted that there's only one six-figure job in the country that comes with a good work-life balance, has average to below average stress, and comes with a good work-life balance. There's somewhere I'm going with this. By the way, if you make 100K plus and you struggle with it, I'd love to hear from you on the text line or 800-347-1063, Ingalls Advantage talk line. You know what that job is? Orthodontist. You work 9 to 5, make the six figures plus, and, you know, whatever that is. They don't really have to handle medical emergencies. They've got flexibility with their hours. So they even ask in U.S. News and World Report, is it possible to make good money but still have a low-stress, balanced life? Anyway, they conclude it's almost impossible. Some people obviously doing it. There's always an exception to the rule. So wait. What does that mean exactly? What are we told by the left? If you make over 100,000, you are selfish. Selfish. You don't care about anybody else. You're just pumping that money in. And the only reason that other people don't make what you make, it's because you did something wrong. You must have cheated. You must have cheated somebody. No. The reason others don't make what you make is they're not willing to do what you do. They're not willing to sacrifice what you sacrifice. Another question for you. A lot of these people making, you know, six-figure plus jobs, instead of just going off this U.S. News and World Report, they do really important stuff. A lot of them. They meet a critical need or they wouldn't make that money. So when you have the occasional cortex out there, 70% plus tax rate. Honey, that's $30,000 a year left to do a job, give the public a service that gives you a bad work-life balance. You think for $30,000 a year, some guy's going to go in to the emergency room and work as a doctor, a nurse practitioner? My mom worked ER. She had to quit. Why? She had us. She was a nurse. Missed the kids' play, missed the soccer games. No idea what's going on in his kid's life half the time because that's the reality. Something I struggle with every day. And I'm not making the big bucks. Radio's fun, but it doesn't pay a ton. We all struggle with it. Now, take the throttle on it. If you work and you're a parent, you struggle with it. Any job, take the throttle on it and throttle it up. 25% more work responsibility. 50. What would that do to your life? At some point, most of us go, you know what the things are that are important are my children, my family, my marriage, my wife, life. And you know what they do? They throttle down. But the left would have us believe, no, they're just out there stealing some stuff from some poor people. That's how they got the money. They're bad. And, you know, is the man keeping everybody from making that kind of money? No, it's everybody keeping themselves from making that kind of money because most people aren't willing to do what it takes. And here's the problem again. Most of those jobs, tell me if I'm wrong. I'd love to hear from some of my trolls. Most of those jobs are critical. They're important. They provide something people are willing to pay a lot of money for because it's valuable. You want to throttle them down to 70% tax rate, 30,000 take-home pay? You think they're going to do those jobs? Think they're going to do them well? Or, oh, here, Julian Castro. Nice Cuban name there. Good Cuban communist boy running for president. He proposed a 90% tax rate, making little Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez look like a conservative radical. Do you think that some fooled actor, the best heart surgeon in this city, who's on call because heart attacks ain't scheduled, is going to go do that at a 90% tax rate? Heck no. He's going to Tahiti. He's done. And you're not going to get him when you have the big one, because he's not going to be there. Or she. Texter writes, oh, I love this. I love this. Texter writes, I make six figures. I left for work yesterday at 7 a.m. I made it home for an hour last night. I'm heading back to work now to hopefully get a few hours sleep. See, those are the evil people. Texter writes, I make six figures as a doctor, but didn't get to do anything but study and read during my 20s. Now they want me to work for cheaper and tax me higher. Texter writes, I am a manager for one of the largest internet companies in the world. I do. Oh, cool. You're listening to the show. Dang. I'm flattered. I do make low six-figure income, but I do not have a work-life balance. When I am not at work, my phone gets blown up from my associates with questions and in need of help to remove barriers. This is my husband's life. We're talking about scaling stuff down, because this is the most precious 10 years of our lives. I got 8 years left with one of my children. She's 10. Eight. That's nothing. To make it a mark and stamp your imprint. And you know what? My husband's phone rang on New Year's Eve. And at some point you go, you know what? Texter writes, my wife makes $200,000 a year. She started working in the hospital at 16 years old. She always had a full-time job, went to school at night for 10 years. Now she's VP of a large medical group, and she pays $5,000 in taxes a month. Is that all? Somebody called Julian Castro. Texter writes, making six figures as a manager at Michelin comes with being on call 24/7, 365, and believe me, the phone rings all the time. I know it does. Texter writes, Charter Spectrum has a major outage across the U.S. before. Oh, really? I missed that. Charter Spectrum had a major outage across the U.S. before POTUS Trump's address. Very weird. Need a special counsel investigation. Oh, speaking of social media, this is all coming up on the show today. You know how it's been weird that conservatives' websites are not complaining about being throttled and having their traffic taken? We now know why. By the way, did you see this? This is like a miracle. Speaking of jobs, I mean, this wasn't supposed to happen. Headline, CNBC. Manufacturing industry posts biggest annual job gain in 20 years. Because we weren't supposed to gain jobs in manufacturing. Let me take you back through the history. Do you remember I was the one who told you during the primary, the Republican primary for president? Isn't it weird nobody's talking about jobs? I hadn't even noticed it before until Trump started talking about jobs. And I explained to you why nobody was talking about jobs. I was talking to a liberal pollster, who's a good friend of mine. He polls mostly for Democrats, some for Republicans. Out of North Carolina. I said, why are no politicians talking about jobs anymore? Everybody used to have a job plan or their opponent would use it against him. He said, no, because nobody wants to talk about jobs. It'll make people depressed. It'll make people think that there should be jobs and that could backfire on you. So we have canceled the idea of having jobs. Yes. Kind of detente on both sides, he said, of the aisle. It's Republicans, Democrats, just don't talk about it. Trump talked about it. They didn't want you to know it was possible. Manufacturing industry posts the biggest annual job gain in 20 years. Why have there not been job gains since then? Well, NAFTA. And China's entry into the WTO. Political class killed jobs. They did it on purpose. They gave away our manufacturing base. They didn't want you to know it, and now it's back. I mean, when you have manufacturing job growth leading the job growth in the pack, this is the top five for job growth in December, right? Number one, education and health services. Number two, leisure and hospitality. Number three, professional and business services. That's businesses. Number four, construction. Number five is manufacturing. The top five leading job growth creators. Do you realize 2 out of 3 quarters during Obama, government jobs, in terms of job growth, were in the top three? Do you know where government jobs are now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Number 7. Because manufacturing jobs have blasted past that. I mean, this is... God, we have hope for the first time in this country. And every dollar earned by somebody who used to work in a rusted out factory is spent, and that creates more jobs. And I love this by Steve Cortez. U.S. manufacturing jobs from carnage to confidence. I mean, what a story, and in so little time. Here's some for that. Rusted out factories scattered like tombstones across the landscape of our nation. That was his inaugural address, Trump said. This American carnage stops right here and stops right now. And when he said it, the New York Times headline decried his uniquely dark vision of America. Just don't speak about the carnage we have wrought. Those elites did not know that the America that Trump described, because they chose not to see it. He did. Anyway, he writes, they proposed and then enacted actual solutions to rectify the anxiety afflicting far too many American workers. Now those workers are reaping incredible benefits from the jobs explosion that unfolded in 2018 due to the pro-growth policies of the Trump boom. Last Friday, the government payroll report, that's not of government payrolls, it's the government report on payroll, revealed the creation of 312,000 new jobs with wages up 3.2% annually. This is the highest growth rate since 2009. Those impressive gains enticed formerly discouraged Americans to re-enter the workforce as the overall labor participation rate rose above 63% for the first time since 2014. My gosh, this is landscape altering. This is psychology altering. The collective consciousness altering. I mean, for people to see that growth is possible, optimism is possible, hope is possible. It's not just a slogan by Obama as he crushes your health care, raises your bills. I mean, we'll remember under Obama, we were creating part-time jobs. You had to have two of those to get by. Which you got fired from your full-time job. When was the last time you heard that? It's over. Listen to this. Blue collar. Whoa. Okay, wait. Let me take you back to my face. I got it right here. It's worn and yellowed. NPR. Blue-collar wage growth since the 1960s, negative 5%. White-collar wage growth since the 1960s, 27%. Negative 5% for blue-collar, plus 27% for white-collar. Listen to this. Blue-collar wage growth now exceeds white-collar wage growth for the first time in nearly a decade. So much for what the political class was telling us. We'll have to be a digital economy. Yeah, because there's no other way to make money. That's nuts. We got to be digital. Can't have a job. Oh, look over there, a squirrel. Listen to this. Manufacturing jobs. Just 2 years of Trump. This has always been easy to fix. During the first 2 years of Trump, manufacturing jobs expanded at 8 times the rate of the prior 2 years, ending Obama's tenure. What is the main reason for that? Getting rid of the regulation junk. But it's the repatriation of cash that was being hidden by the IRS, from the IRS overseas. It was invested in America, just as Trump said it would be. Amazingly, of the 15 months ever recorded with a sub-5% Hispanic jobless rate, fully 14 of those 15 months have occurred under the economic leadership of President Trump. For manufacturers, entrepreneurs, job creators, a new era of optimism reigns in America. For laborers, especially those working class ones previously ignored or dismissed by elites, security and prosperity emerge. As this new year begins, all Americans can celebrate the rise from carnage to confidence. So far, the Trump era represents a rare political reality of promises made and promises kept. This is historic. This is why the hysteria, why they will lie and undermine him and cheat like Mitch McConnell does behind his back to undermine him. They'll do anything to stop this. This is why we're having the border debate, folks. You know why we're having the border debate? They are desperate. The donors are desperate to suppress these wages. They got to get the illegals in here any way they can to stop this. This is what all this is about. So many of you always text me, it always comes down to money, Tara. Where's the money? Well, that's it. That's what this is. You hear wage growth, I hear wage growth, we cheer. But my God, finally for the blue-collar working folks. And all they hear is a disaster. The donors, anyway. Politicians are too dumb. They just do what they're told. The donors write the bills. They don't even know what they're voting for. They don't care to know. That's what this whole border thing is about. That's what it's all about for the Republicans. This is why the initial shutdown happened under the Republicans. This is why. Texter writes about jobs. For less than $100,000 a year, I was working 80-plus hours a week. Several relationships suffered because of the job. Now those jobs are off my list. Less income, less hours, and never on call anymore. Now attempting to build relationships in a life. Good. You'll look back and be glad you did that. By the way, we're talking about U.S. News and World Report admitting that there are virtually no jobs in the United States of America where you can make six figures plus that don't come with a poor work-life balance, poor health habits, and an higher than average stress rating. There's no free lunch, folks. I mean, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez may tell you there is. Julian Castro may say there is. There's no free lunch. The reason most people aren't making this kind of money is they choose not to. For good reasons. Good reasons. Texter writes, $100,000 is not what it used to be. Yeah, they still want their share, though, of what you make. You know, it's funny. I chose to do this $100,000 job thing in this hour because I knew those who make six figures plus would be in the car on the way to work in this hour. And they would hear it. If I waited till 8, y'all already got 2 hours in. What am I talking about? This is remarkable. Now, according to the left, if you make six figures plus, it's because you stole. I mean, you robbed your bat and you don't care about your fellow man. You probably did something bad. You are on easy street. Man, your life is so easy. And the only reason other people don't make what you make is because, you know, the man. It's because of the man. It's because of the unfair system. But the Democrats are going to fix that. And they're going to take most of that money you make and give it to somebody more deserving. U.S. News and World Report. I don't know if they realize what they did here. It was a big mistake. Debunked all of that. There's only one, they say there's only one six-figure job in America that's considered low stress. Orthodontist, 9 through 5 hours, nine to 5 hours, no medical emergencies, good work-life balance, that most jobs that pay more than 100,000, 100,000 plus, have a poor work-life balance, bad work-life balance, bad on your health, and above average stress. So why is it that more Americans aren't making $100,000 a year? Because they choose not to. And that's okay. In fact, if you're at a certain point in your life, that's more than okay. You need to be there for your kids, for your spouse, keep your marriage together. Those are the important things. It's all about balance. See, that's not the story the left wants to tell. They want to sow hatred and division. Without talking about what exactly does it take to make $100,000 plus a year? So here we go. Texter writes, according to my Fitbit, I sleep an average of 3.5 hours per day. I'm on call 24/7, 365. If the morons raise my taxes, I will retire early and pay no taxes. Ran off the road a couple of times, but made it home. Night, night. Good for you. But I hope you're not practicing some critical form of medicine. You know what I'm saying? Because you need to have your wits about you. You cannot do that on 3.5 hours a day if you're taking care of other people. I don't know what you do. I'm just guessing. But good night. Have a good sleep. Texter writes, Terrell, one thing was crystal clear from the attempted rebuttal by Beavis and Butthead last night. Crying Schumer and blithering Pelosi never mentioned protecting and saving American lives from illegal aliens. Not once. Build the wall now. America stands with Trump. Wow. You know, that is so true. Do you realize none of them? Not only did they mention the Americans killed, because in their world that doesn't exist. They didn't mention Corporal Ranel Singh. I mean, talk about living in another world that we're not living in here in America. That has been like the top story in America was for days. Texter writes, I just looked up and Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez suggested 70% of incomes, 70% tax on incomes of 1 million, 10 million, not 100,000. Certainly only having $3 million to live on is different than only having $30,000. No, don't buy that. No, are you kidding me? Oh, come on. Come on. No. They are going to come for the six-figure people. Don't fall for that. And yeah, when you talk about, again, let's use this. Okay, $10 million income. Almost nobody makes that. But okay, $10 million. Do you know what you'd have to work to have that? The stress? I mean, you'd have to have like multiple franchises. Do you think, again, if somebody, if, you know, you're running a major hospital, you're in demand, do you think somebody's going to do that job well? Jobs that are critical to literally lives in some cases to our day-to-day functioning as a society at a 70% tax rate? They're not. So again, it doesn't just apply at the $100,000 or $200,000 level. It does apply all the way up to $10 million. See, but here's what this texter doesn't get. A lot of those people at the $10 million level, they're Democrat. They're Democrats. They're Democrat donors. They're not going to be taxed at that rate. Are you kidding me? They're going to get the write-offs from their buddies in Congress. They're going to sock it to the guy who doesn't have a lobbyist, the one making $120,000 a year. That's the one whose money's that, whose money they're going to take. Everybody else is going to get a write-off. Don't fall for this. Texter writes, Tara, I am the top salesperson for a building material supplier in Western North Carolina. I earn $250,000 to $300,000 a year with a high school education. Good for you. I work 70 plus hours a week. I sleep an average of 4.5 hours a night, and I'm on call every other week. Not surprised. See, this is the reality.